This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Update, October 7th, 2021. Four quick notes this morning, one that's driving everything else. First, new jobless claims came in at 326,000 this morning, or for this past week. That's about back to pre-pandemic numbers, at least the best numbers we've had since the pandemic started. This is very good news, and it leads to other consequences. Second, as a consequence of the jobless claims being lower, the Treasury yields are going up this morning. The 10-year is about 1.54% to start this morning, and that reflects the fact that the better the economy looks, the more likely the Fed starts to taper its bond buying, and sooner or later it gets back to raising interest rates. But raising interest rates is still probably a year plus away, absent more and more inflation. Third, the stock market's also responding positively to this, plus responding positively to the Democrats and Republicans getting closer to agreeing to a new increase in the debt ceiling. So that's also good news. The Nasdaq's literally up a point this morning, 1%, not a point, 1%, and the Dow and S&P are also doing well. The fourth story is new jobs created in September were also very strong, and so that was very positive, too, in terms of the overall economy. So those are four things we're following this morning. New jobless claims down, new jobs created up, the stock market up, Treasury yields up. This is not a dance that continues. Treasury yields won't keep on going up, and the stock market keep on going up. To some extent, those are negatively correlated or inversely correlated to each other. But there is some room if there's growth in the economy for the yields to go up and the market to do well. But a fascinating correlation you have there. In any event, thank you for listening today to the Becker Private Equity Business Update. A good news to start the day. Thank you very much.